Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
We're back at 17 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you, when you go there and you see something you like, if you want us to keep updating you on that particular topic or that particular guest, maybe that member of our brain trust, if you like what they have to say, you want to know about, you know, whatever topic that's on your mind and you don't want to keep coming back to the site every time we have something new, we'll tell you about that. You do the RSS thing there and we'll follow you home. Also the newsletter. That's another great way to keep up with us is subscribe to our newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. We're just coming up on our 12th anniversary of the newsletter. We have not missed an edition every Sunday since 1999. And so it's as regular as clockwork. So check it out. It includes a lot of the things that I write and things for my guests, our Brain Trust members. Also, our show schedule is in the newsletter. To tell you who's coming up in the week ahead, so you can kind of keep up with to make sure that you pick up the one that you really want. And then, of course, don't forget to to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We have a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Having a great visit with our good friend Paul Casey. He's the author of Is Self-Employment for You? Paul, thanks for hanging out with us, and I know you've got some tips on what a small business owner can do right now to benefit their business. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Jim, I'd like to just pick up with what we ended with before we went to break, and that is if you have, you know, of course you do, if you have clients and things like that, call them today. Make sure that they're happy with your services, and if there's anything else you can do, and as you pointed out, too, just be there for them and let them know that you're aware of their work so far. Is there anything else you can do for them? I think that's great advice.
And don't just call. Don't just email them. Call them.
Yes.
Don't just call them.
Yes.
Go see them.
Call and go see them. Absolutely. Do not email. Absolutely.
Email's
not.
Fine.
That's right.
Email's fine between calls. And you know, if you want to break it up, okay, if you're going to have 10 contacts, everybody's busy, right, Paul? If you're going to have 10 contacts in 6 months, let's say, with a customer, you personally are going to have 10 in 6 months, let's say, or a month, I don't care, whatever period of time you want, you know, have you know, 50% of them are emails, 40% of that is 30% or whatever is a phone call, and the rest are personal face-to-face visits. You need to go.
Absolutely.
You need to do a little management. So you've heard of management by walking around. You need to sell by walking around too, don't you, Paul?
Right. And that leads me to the second point right now. And I've done this myself in the last 3 months. I've gotten off the couch or off my chair in my office, and I've gotten out to start to network again. I kind of got away from doing that, and I've gone to various nonprofit organizations, for-profit organizations. Any type of organization I think is pertinent to mine, I'm networking now, and it's really paying off.
When you're saying networking, tell us about what you're doing in these places. For example, last
night I was at an event that's called Cougars First in the Washington State University in this state, which I'm a graduate of, and an organization has started that we get together and we stand up and we talk about our businesses. And the goal of this organization is just to go to Washington State University grads. If I'm a small business owner, if I'm buying a hot tub, I buy it from a WSU business owner. Or vice versa. I've networked on this. I've gone to about 4 of these events over the last 8 months. And I got to know some people better and things like that. And last night was the first night after doing this for a while that I have, I think, 3 strong possibilities to do radio campaigns for. It all came in last night.
Wow.
And Jim, I think you bring a very good point up. It's got to make sense. When you say network, you just don't go out to any type of organization. You really have to be strategical in this thing. And, example, there's a lot of small business owners there.
You know, Paul.
And they're doing what you're doing, and it just makes a lot of sense. And I really believe that this is going to really pay off.
I want to talk about the emotion, the feeling that you have before you do something like that. in our business, during the year, we attend several conventions, conferences, different things that are going on, where we're not, you know, we're not, it's not for a customer, it's just for our industry, it's for the people we, you know, for what we do. And sometimes, you know, sometimes I'm paid to go there, sometimes I'm not paid to go there. Well, regardless, so whenever I'm, especially when I'm having to pay to go there, I'm always like, okay, do I really want to make another trip? Do I really want to write the check? And, you know, it's not, I'm not a, you know, these, sitting here in my office, it's not exciting to me to think about going. And I have to remind myself, this is what I must do as a business owner. I must, people need to see me out in the marketplace. And I'll tell you that, I'll tell you this, Paul, in 14 years of doing what I'm doing, I've never not once attended one of those. Even if I hated the thought initially of going, I never one time didn't come away with some kind of a benefit for my business. Not once did that happen.
Okay. That's great. And that's a lot of experience, what you just said right there, like 14 years. That's a
and
lot
I look
of
back
evidence.
And said, and I look back and said, man, how could I have been so stupid? Not to have that attitude. I should have, you know. I mean, we all get ourselves into that, right? Because that means I got to get out of the building. I got to get in the car. I might have to get on a plane. Yeah, I got to go say hi. I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?
Right.
And but
yeah, it's a hard thing to do. Like you're right. Even last night, all of a sudden, I got home and I was going, God, do I really want to go to this thing?
Mm-hmm.
But once you get there, too, it really starts to flow, and that's what I keep in mind. In 99% of the cases. When you're reluctant to go to something, just once you get there, you have a good time.
Networking pays off, folks. It's a natural law. Don't fight it. It will work for you. Paul, thank you for bringing that, for reminding us about that. Tintail, more tips from the wisdom of Paul Casey. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.